We'll go to the Zion on a base, and we'll just retract a few lines from where we finished off, and we'll take it up there where you left off with quite a few problems. Zion on a base. Beginning of the line, 6 lines down. 6 lines down on Zion on the base. Beginning line is okay. And we're doing the third word, Vahocha. So Baya is trying to explain if we have a halacha that when you pay damages, you have to pay with your best land, Yerushalayim, what does this other pasuk that says you can get away with fodder, subim, which is considered very pure quality, payments, when is that talking about? So he said, you know what, my Rebbe, Rabba, has told us there's a halacha somewhere in Meister Oni, that there's something called high season prices and low season prices. High season and low season. Summer, you get more for your property in summer than you do in the winter. Maybe it's a tourist town. Okay. He said, because of that chiddush rabba, I'm now able to explain our question of when are you paying this fodder, poor quality stuff, when normally you have to pay Yerushalayim. So this is what he takes off where we speak. So here also, Gabri Nezogin, in respect to payment of damages, Dinah Be'idyus, he's entitled, because he got damaged, to take his best Yerushalayim stuff. And instead, he says, can you please give me B'nai Barak, stuff which are Bainus, a poorer quality than the mine title, time size to shine. Give me Bainus, give me B'nai Barak. Give me B'nai Barak, Ketefei Porter. Because if I ask for B'nai Barak, which is less quality land than Amtaita Yerushalayim, I'm going to get more land. Yerushalayim is more expensive. I'm going to get only 100 square meters for in payments for the damage you did of Yerushalayim. Give me the Neighborak instead. That way I'll get 150 square meters of land. Okay, it's not as good as Yerushalayim, but I'll get 150 square meters of land for the Neighborak because it's poor quality. Give me that instead. So what does the Mazik answer? Omelei, he says, Ishokas Kedincha, Shokal Kedahash. If you want to take Yerushalayim land, which you're entitled to, then you can take according to today's value. If you want to take Yerushalayim's land, then you can take according to today's value. You get 100 square meters of Yerushalayim. Below, but if you don't want to take Yerushalayim, you want to take something which is not really what you're entitled to. You want to take something which is Bnei Barak and get 150 square meters? You want to do that? Below, Shokul Kiyukh Lekabe, then take according to high season prices of Bnei Barak. You think you're going to get 150 square meters? That's according to today's low season. But if you want to take Bnei Barak, I'm not going to look at it today low season. I'm going to look at high season price, Bnei Barak, and you only get 125 square meters, not 150. So Lachora, what he's saying, is that when, what's this pasuk that says normally you take Yerushalayim, best stuff, but what this pasuk of Subim, it says you can take the fodder, which is rubbish, what is it talking about? It's talking about the situation, is probably, Lachora, what it's telling us, is that you may think he's only entitled to Yerushalayim, and there's no way he can get anything else. Whether he can scream and beg, cry, wanting something else, he won't be able to get it. Comes on the pasuk and says, Yoshiv, you can Yoshiv Kesef, even Subim, even Rabbis, Tatami, he is could also, if he wants, take Rabbis as well. He's not only limited to Jerusalem. He can even get Rabbis. So that's what Abaya is saying The pasuk is needed. The pasuk of Subim is talking about scenario is when the one who wants to get paid says, don't give me the good stuff, give me the rubbish. Without the pasuk, I would think he can't demand such a thing. Comes the pasuk, demands the temple, but there's a slight drawback. If you're going to demand such a thing, you can. You're going to have to take a course into high season. And what's the question on that? The question on that is, that's the buyer wants to suggest that's the psukim. Well, what doubt? You can always get mating, you're always entitled to mating, shalom. When you get the rubbish, when you want the rubbish, and you need a posik, because without the posik, you wouldn't think you can demand it. He would say you can demand it. And what's the problem with such an answer? So, Maskiv Lo Rabbah Bayakov, Rabbah Bayakov says, what's a good answer? Imken her also calls him Shanizok and makes a famous suppose. You're saying he's got a weaker position when he wants to get worse stuff. He wants to get Bet Shemesh and Bein Barak when he's really entitled to Yerushalayim. And he's willing to take rubbish. You're saying he's got a weaker position. The Torah says he's entitled to even Yerushalayim. Of course, if he's entitled to Yerushalayim, you're trying to say he can't take Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh. Wow, Pasuk, he won't be able to take the name of the Rosh Hashanah. You say you need a Pasuk for such a thing because he can only take Yerushalayim. And the whole Pasuk is going to tell me he can take the name of Bet Shemesh. Otherwise, he won't be able to. That's what the Pasuk is needed for. Chassid Shalom to waste a Pasuk on such halacha. I know the halacha without a Pasuk. Because if he's entitled to Yerushalayim, for sure he can demand the name of Bet Shemesh even without Pasukim. So you don't use that Pasuk of fodder to tell me he can take rubbish. Because I know he can take rubbish even without the Pasuk. So don't say that, because that's not true. That is how you would understand the Shakam Torah of the Gemara with reading the Gemara without any rush. The Bai says, what's the Pasuk for? To give him that ability to take rubbish. Otherwise he can't. He has to take your shalom. That's what you need, the posik yoshit. Extra posik, you can take rubbish. Rabbi Akabayata says, don't need a posik for such a thing. I know it even from logic. Don't waste the posik for such a thing. It can't be used for the posik for such a thing because it's not necessary. Of course he can take rubbish even without the posik to take your shalom. That's what you would, how you read the Gemara.
What about the ticket?
Okay. That is, I would say, just a result. Really, he's not entitled. Yeah? Really, he's not entitled to rabbit. According to Bayan, what's his logic? Yerushalayim he gets, only Yerushalayim, nothing else. Pasuk Kiddush, you can take rubbish. But it's not really what he deserves. It's not really what he can take. But there is a pasuk he can take rubbish. Now, since it's not what he deserves, and it's only because there is a I would totally say, by logic, the guy who's now giving something which the guy doesn't deserve can demand more money. I don't have to give this to you. It's only a chiddush of the posik I can give you. Since there's a chiddush of the posik that you can take it, but the price, you know what? I'll look according to high season price. Since it's not really what you're entitled to. And it's just a gazelle cost of that enables you to get your hands on it, which is not your halacha. But, even though it's a gazelle cost, you can get a handle on it, but the price is not inside the gazelle cost. I can demand what I like for it. The high season. I'm in charge. But that's the question of that. The Rabbi Bayakov says, if you're entitled to Yerushalayim, of course you can get rubbish, even without Pesukim, and if so, you can get the rubbish without Pesukim, and you get the rubbish at the present price with low season, because of course you can take it. That's all the thinking of the person, Rabbi Akiva, Yaakov, but argue with the fact. Rabbi says, Zachilish, you're not really entitled, you're not allowed to touch it, go away, you only go to Yerushalayim, because there's the most you can touch it, but since it's not your halacha, I can charge you higher. That's how you think the Shalkim is. Point to Masana, you're talking about. Point to Masana, point to Bayer.
Right.
Point to Masana, yeah.
So,
Okay? Okay, so after the we'll discuss that. So what is called now and what's called later? That's basically what you're asking. What's called now? What's called later? Okay. Okay. Right. And the son is usually the correct mahalach. Okay. Now, that's all about Rashi. Yeah, it comes to Basin. And it doesn't matter, we already discussed on the Omidalef, it doesn't matter whether in the Maskonah, whether you willingly pay, don't willingly pay, you have to pay under all circumstances from the, that you have to pay all circumstances from the best, even if you're willing to pay. And the guy says, even you're willing to pay, and without Basin, I want the Bnei Barak staff. And the guy, the Mazik, can't refuse because of the Gzeis HaKosev in the eyes of the Bai. That's according to Moskona, the Mazik can't refuse. Even without the Gzeis HaKosev, can't refuse. Because, of course, you have, you can take what you like. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what Rashi. Now, let's see what Rashi said again, and then ask our questions. The Rashi is V'i Omalei. And it's in line with the Tosis of Havli Zeburus. The third Tosis on the page is the little Tosis Havli Zeburus. In line with that, you swing your finger across the page to Rashi, and you go just slightly up, and you go it on the lay. Beginning line of Rashi is the Hashta. You got it? Everyone got it? Okay. So Rashi says like this: the Omalei Nezek Havli Mevenus Kedahashta to pay Porter. If the, he wants to get paid from Bnei Brak according to today's prices, you know, I don't want to get 150 square meters of Bnei Brak. My voice is missing a bit of this. Yeah, because you should have really given me from Yerushalayim. I want Bnei Brak instead. Lo Motzel Matzalei. He can't really force him to give him Bnei Brak. And the Omalei Mazik, can really answer him. He showed his business. If you want to take Yerushalayim, Kidincha, according to what you're supposed to take, Shaku, Kiyashta, then you get to the low season prices. Vilo Shaku, Mabez, Kiyuka, till the coming. And if you're not going to take Yerushalayim, and you're going to take Bnei Brak, then you're going to have to pay according to the high season Bnei Brak prices. Vahaki Yasu Yashud. And that's what the Pesuk Yoshev is coming to say. The Rabbis Subin, to say you can rubbish. Now, according to Gemara, the way we read the Gemara, the Pesuk coming to tell me you can demand rubbish. You're not stuck to good stuff, you can demand rubbish, that's how we learned it. Rashi says, the Hochi Yoshev Yoshev Rabbis Subin, the Baal of Mishkan Nisik Subin, what's the Chiddush of the Pesuk? Now, if you're going to come and take Subim, if you're going to come and take Bnei Brak, why would he want to take Bnei Brak when he's entitled to Shlaim? Because he's got an interest in taking that Bnei Brak land, because he's already got Bnei Brak land, and it's right next to his present Bnei Brak, and he now can make it bigger. So he wants to take the poor quality. Then, the Shokalei Kayukzele Kamei. That's the chiddush of the posuk. The posuk is that you're going to have to pay according to high season. Shavikesev v'nissan, which points to the price of nissan, which is summer season. Lahochi itzol abai look mebalki. That's what Abai says. Yosef, come tell me that you pay high season. You get according to the high season value. According to the winter summer season's prices. Because if it's all the same price all year round, then of course you don't need a bosser that you can take for their value. You don't need a bosser. Of course, if he wants to take rubbish instead of Yerushalayim, of course he can take rubbish. There's no chiddush in that. Because even Rishalayim can take. So Koske Benes, for sure he can take rubbish to Nebarak. And the Ochi Asikwa, what's the Pesuk come to tell me according to Baya? Maybe Yoshev lo shava kesef Yosef Amon. The chiddush of the apostle is coming to tell me that you can take Bnei Brak, but only according to high price Bnei Brak. So according to how Rashi learns, according to Rashi learns, it's not how we explain the Gemara. We thought the Gemara was saying that Abaya says, without Sukkim, stay away from Bnei Brak, you have no right to Bnei Brak. Comes on the apostle of Yoshev to say you can take rubbish, means you're entitled to get rubbish, even though you should begin to use it. Hear this. That's how we thought Abaya was saying. Says Rashi, no. It was obvious, even without Sukkim, even Abaya understood, you can always take the Bnei Brak, you don't need Sukkim for that. Never, no, Habamina, not Abaya, and Habamina, that you need a poster to say you can take Bnei Brak, if you can take your Shabbat, you can take Bnei Brak against his will, of course you can do that. So what do you need a poster? So what's Abaya saying, the Chiddush of the poster is? Chiddush of the poster, according to Abaya. Is that when you do take the rub, which is, of course you can do, when you do, you have to pay according to high season, and not get 150 square meters, you only get 125 square meters. And what's Rabbi Achava Yaakov holding, who pushes that shot away? He says, no! That Pasuk is not coming to tell me that! Because if you take Bnei Brak, you're going to take Bnei Brak according to low season, you do get 150 square meters. So according to Rashi, the machlokas in the Gemara, between Abaya, whether you need the posuk, or according to Rashi, you don't need posuk, is according to Abaya, you need the posuk to tell me a chiddush that you have to take high season and only get 125 square meters. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, you're wrong. You don't get 125 square meters, you get 150 square meters according to low season price, even if you take the Abraham. That's how Rashi learns the back and forth. Now, here's our questions. Here's our questions on Rashi. Where do you see in the Pasuk of Yosef that tells me you pay high season? If the whole posuk is telling me that when you take rubbish, you pay high season, where do you see that in the posuk? All you see in the posuk is that you get paid with rubbish. That's all it says. Yep. Yosef, Balabar Shalem Gesef, he pays money, and Yosef the Bala, doesn't have to give Gesef, he can give just any type of payments to the one he damaged. Even a bag of fodder. That's what it says in the poster. Where does it say in the poster that when you give the bag of fodder, it's going for into high season? As according to Rashi, that's what the poster is coming to tell me, because you don't need to tell me you can take rubbish, because I know that without the poster, you can take rubbish. So the poster is coming to tell me when you take the rubbish, you pay the rubbish, you get the rubbish, according to high season prices, and therefore only get 125 rubles. Where do you see that in the poster? Where do you see that in the poster? Second question we have, where do we see the Rav Acha bar Yaakov in the Gemara, in the Torah, where do you see Rav Acha bar Yaakov held that you don't pay high season, you only pay according to today's value? His main stress, his main wording is that, of course he can take Bnei Brak. If he takes Yerushalayim, of course he can take Bnei Brak. Well, Abaya, according to Rav Rashi was learning, even Abaya was saying that. That wasn't on the table as a discussion. Abaya says, yes, so when you take Yerushalayim, you could of course take the name of that. But when you take the name, you pay a high season. What does the Rav Acha bar Yaakov answer back? When you take Yerushalayim, of course you can take the name. Thank you. I said the same words. So why are you arguing with me? So according to the way Rashi is learning is problematic. Problematic of these issues. Now, look at Maramokum number 2 on the pages. Let's see. Unfortunately, Maxia, you have to listen to me. I haven't got it on the screen. I haven't. It's a problem. So, on this Mahalath of Rashi, We have a kasha. On this kasha, we have on this mahalach of Rashi, we have questions from the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Pnei Yeshua. Let's see what the Rabbeinu Peretz and Pnei Yeshua ask. The first, number two aleph. Sat kasha. This is Rabbeinu, Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, and Mishnah asking on Rashi. Sat kasha lishna da'afilu subim. According to Rashi, Mahalath, what does the words afilu subim, even rubbish, you take? The stress of the drosha was, not only do you get paid in money, you even can get paid in rubbish. That was how the drosha is spelt out from the pasuk. According to the way a buyer's value, the chiddush deposit is not coming to say even. It's saying, when you get paid with rubbish, make you know, right, when you get paid with rubbish, you're going to have to pay high season. When? Not even. Even implies you're not entitled to get fodder. No, you can get fodder. Okay. That's what even means. You can. You think you can't, you can. That's what even means. The way Elisha is running a buyer, Elisha is saying, you know what? When you take fodder, which of course you can do, you have to get according to high price. That's not an even. It's an only, that's a restriction. Fodder can only be taken if it's according to high price. A restriction, a filu, is a leniency. Whereby, in Rashi's learning, is a restriction. Fodder can only be taken for a high price. It's not even. That's the first question. Base, two base, the Tosis, second question. In Tova, Loma Sechlevu Bryson, Demi Shahoyla Button, Milsa Deroga. Why do you have to, a buyer, why do you have to bring as introduction to your tenants? You said, I got tenants. Oh, amazing tenants that's going to answer everything. Why do you need this? Tosis of Tosis. Yeah. As a hakdama of the Teretz, I have to introduce you to my Rebbe, Rabbi, who tells us a chiddush that's called high season and low season. In Hilchos Maaseh, this actually called high season and low season Maaseh. And now he told us that, and only because of that, I can now say my Teretz. Of what the fodder is doing, the fodder is, when you take fodder, you take according to high season. Says Rebbeinu Peretz, why do you have to bring Rabbah? Why do you have to bring his halacha in Maisa Oni of the low season and the high season? What's it got to do with your parents? Habalema, all you had to do to give your parents is say it yourself. You know what? There's low season prices of land, and there's high season prices of land. And you know what? When you get fodder payments, it's according to high season. What's it got to do with Rabbah? What do you need Rabbah for? What did Rabba help you in your tenets? Rabba didn't say anything about Nazi. Rabba's talking about Maisa Oni. No, something to do. Chaisin knows nothing to do with it. It's to do with economics. Rabbi Yosef, it's to do with economics, yes? High season, low season, the fact of economics. So why does he need Rabba? Rabba's not an economic teacher. Rabbi is telling you, you know what, because of this economics, I've got certain halakha and maisa on it. But what's that got to do with your, say, your teretz, with payment of damages? What's it got to do with that? For you to say your teretz or payment damage, you just say, my economics teacher, not Rabbi, my economics teacher told me there's low season and there's a high season. And you know what, when you get paid with rubbish, you're restricted to taking the rubbish according to high season. Yeah, you don't need Rabbah for that, just quote your economics teacher. What's Rabbah got to do for your, how does that help you answer? Why is it necessary for your answer? That's the tutor questions of the Rabbeinu Peretz. The even doesn't make sense, it's not an even, it's a restriction. And secondly, you don't need Rabbah, you just need to quote your economics teacher, or Rabbah, to say your answer. Another question, number three, Pnei Yeshua. Tati Gufa Kashri. I have a question. My Los Mishani Pusitas. Why don't the Gemara answer simply? Once you have an economic teacher that tells you there's low season and high season, I've got a very good answer to all the questions which is not mentioned by Baya, not mentioned by Rava, not mentioned by Rabba, not mentioned by Rava, Baka, a very simple teretz based on the economics teacher. Okay, what's the simple teretz? Look, my sister, God doesn't have a few children. And that says, Afilu, even father, even rubbish, what it means to tell you is that means to tell you, really, every person who gets damaged should be paid with rubbish. He should only be paid with rubbish. According to today's cheap value. Okay, he gets 1,000 liters of guskatif, according to the nature. What's guskatif? I've been worked out in his debates, but if he wants to get native, if he wants to get Yerushalayim, bots of water, and only take 100 meters instead of 1,000 guskatif, if he gets 100 meters, if he wants to get 100 meters of Yerushalayim, this will come up to the Tama. Then, to get Yerushalayim, which is not entitled for, you can, at 100 square meters, according to high season prices of Yerushalayim, so you end up not 100 square meters, only 80 square meters, according to that way. But how many have got? And that's the native. So therefore, why are you saying, what's it answer? Maybe the inconvenience of a Mazik is to get Yerushalayim. And of course, a guskatif according to today's value, because that's what you're entitled to. Today's value that you're getting paid from what you're getting paid, which is guskatif rubbish, 1,000 square meters. If you want to get something which you're not entitled to, call Yerushalayim, then pay according to high season Yerushalayim, because you're not really entitled to Yerushalayim, so I'm going to charge you high season. Switch it around. Switch the tariffs of a buy around. Don't say Ikad Din with Yerushalayim, and if you want to take rubbish, then you're going to have to take rubbish according to high season. And then Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, I don't like that, because it's obvious that you can take rubbish without limitations. That was the kasha on that text. Of course you can take rubbish. You can take Yerushalayim, which is your title to, which is your Ikad Din. Of course you can take rubbish, according to today's value, without having problems of paying high season. That was the whole kasha on the buyers. So I've got a simple answer that everyone should agree. Say that way around. Me'igah then he's only entitled to the guskatif rubbish. If he wants to take Yerushalayim, which is much higher quality, which is more entitled, then you can but according to high season. No one will argue with that. You won't have a customer. There's no kosher cane. All kosher cane was you're entitled to Yerushalayim, so of course you're entitled to the debra. But if you're telling me that way around, you're only entitled to the guskatif, you're not entitled to Yerushalayim, kula almi, you're not entitled to Yerushalayim. The posuk comes to tell me you can take Yerushalayim, but only according to Yerushalayim. Forget it, I said this, you don't have an answer. It's a good answer. It's a good answer. The whole kasha was, it's not finished to me, the sukkim, your parents, I don't need to tell me because it's obvious. And it's wrong, because of course you're entitled to the very black according to the day's faggot. Now we're switching it around, there's no question. You're not entitled to Yerushalayim. Of course, you're only entitled to guskatif. You can't get Yerushalayim. If you want Yerushalayim, then I can charge you. Perfect. Eretz, no cash on it. Why didn't anyone say that? You agree with that. You still agree with that. The only problem you had with the Eretz, the way the buyer said, it's because the buyer was saying he's entitled to Yerushalayim. He's not entitled to Bnei Barak. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, nonsense. If Yerushalayim he gets, he can get Bnei Barak for sure. Yeah, and now we're saying the other way around. According to the Yeshua, he's not entitled to Yerushalayim. Maybe the is only entitled to Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees Yerushalayim is something which he can't put his finger on. If you're going to give him Yerushalayim, he can charge what he's like, and therefore, obviously, that makes sense. Yeah. He said that's a perfect teretz for the question of how to resolve the psukim that they fit into each other, and you have no questions on it, and why did the law not say that? Okay.
So I'm going to say that the only thing, I mean, some of the
Talking means I haven't got answers. That's a good question. I haven't got the answer. That's what talking. Doesn't say Esther. He says talking.
It's not right.
Yeah, of course. I can't argue the bar. I'm asking, I'm wrong, but my brain doesn't understand it because of the question. So, how are we going to answer these questions? So, obviously, the foundation to answer all these questions is really to understand why a buyer bought rubber. They said, but why did he bring rubber to say his tenants? Rabbi is talking about my son. Why did he bring it? What's he going to do with his tenants? If you understand why he bought it, then you can understand what he's saying. So, because from all these questions, we don't really understand what he's saying, because of all these questions, it proves that we don't understand it. So we have to try to understand it. How do you understand it? It means, he said, look, I'm bringing you Hatzoma. The only way to understand my tenets is because of Rabbah. So let's try and understand what he's trying to say from Rabbah. So, we go to Omer Zamas. Zion Omer Zamas.
Oh,
okay. We go to Rashi. Rashi, the one, two, the third Rashi up from the bottom. From the bottom. Zion Omer Aleph.
Zion
Omer Aleph. No, the one after it. Vi shahoyu lo sodis batim v'kam. Okay. There's somebody who had fields. He had plenty of fields, plenty of property, plenty of vineyards. And it was shavah 200 zuz. And it's worth, the property value is 200 zuz. What is an army? What's the definition of army? Less than 200 zuz. Mishnah says in Peah, Mishiyeshlem Matimzus, Lo Yitzalekat Shechapet. As soon as he has 200 zuz, he's not a poor person. He can't take Lekat Shechapet. He can't take my son. The love on him, because he's not poor. Vinitsa goes at him. If he does, he's stealing from the poor people, if he takes it. Hoyolo Matimzus Chosi Dinner, but if he had 199.75 zuz, then he's a poor person. And he can take 1,000 zuz worth of lechet shicha in one fell sweep. He can take, pick it all up, 1,000 zuz. I say yifim. Okay. There, in our case, is yeshlo batim sodas lekamim, shavim atayim zuz. He has got property worth 200 zuz. So if he's got property to the zuz, what is he?
No, okay.
But he can't sell it. He's got 200 zuz, but he can't sell it.
It's not liquid.
He can't get the liquid. Machil nosa maisa odi av mechsa. So since he, in such a scenario, he can get maisa odi in a limited fashion. Until half. Which is, in this case, shavu me zuz. He can only sell his property for 100 zuz, so he can get lekat shicha peah of 100 zuz. He sells his property for 100 zuz, and he gets lekat shicha peah of 100 zuz. The same apart of Ozili the Olam, because more than half, no one would prepare to sell the property more than half. And now this guy's got 200 zuz, and he's not poor. So. To summarize Rashi says there's three scenarios. There's a poor person who can take as much as he likes in one fell swoop, 1,000 zuz. There's a rich person who can't take anything. As soon as he has 200 zuz, he can't touch anything. And then you've got our case. Our case, he can take in a limited fashion about up to 100. Now, what's this case of taking in a limited fashion? Why is he only taking? Why? Look, if he's rich, he can't take anything. If he's poor, he can take as much as he likes. What's this case that says he can take, but only in a limited, controlled way? Is he poor or is he rich?
It's temporary poor.
Temporary poor? If he's poor, he's poor. If he's rich, he's rich. So why, what is it?
Middle class.
Okay, so what's that? What is that? Whatever it is, tell me, is he poor or is he rich? Just give me a name. Is he, in under that scenario, is he called a poor person or is he called a rich person? If he's poor, then take 1,000 sous, take as much as you like. Why is he only take options? So what's this special currency? What is he? So he has to go to the rice, no? So then you're saying he's poor. Take 1,000 sous. If you go according to how much you can get, you can only get 100 sous. 100 sous means he's a poor guy. Take as much as you like. If you go according to what his real value of his property, he's a rich guy. Can't touch anything. So what's this? Take but limited. Yeah. Okay, but what's it, how can he take letters just then? So how can he take letters just then? So how can he take? Is he rich or is he poor? You haven't asked. Is he rich or is he poor? So Rabba says, it's a funny case. The funny case, what's the funny case? High season, low season. Then that's explained everything. Because it's high season, low season, he can take but limited. Now, how does that answer, because it's high season and low season, explain why he can take, but it's limited? Let's look at another Rashi. Rashi over the page, Zion Beis. Zovin Kedahasta. The fourth line down. Zovin Kedahasta. Says, Zovin Kedahasta Betishri, Mishun De Isrich Lezufi. If he sells it now according to the low season prices, because he needs the money, then he's not going to get 200 zuz. He's only going to start get 100 zuz. If he goes according to, if force him to sell now, according to the low season prices, then he'll only get 100 zuz. But he'll only low happy. But he's not considering the army, they can take 1,000 zuz. Hoyub may miss and sell his carcass for time. Because Lamaisa, his property is worth 200 in high season. He's got a property that's only worth 100 in low season. And this same property is worth 200 in high season. So he can't be called an oni because Lamaisa it's worth 200 in high season. But Osher lo havi, but he's not a rich person. Because according to everybody, present value today is only 100. He's only got 100 today. Hilchot and Mishalim, they add the time, so therefore pay up to 200. Behind the Mesther, the Apago, Uch, the Mesther trailer. So Rashi is saying, explaining the text. Rabba is saying, we're talking about a guy who's got property. If the property value is rich, then he's called a rich guy. If the property value is poor, then he's called a poor guy. But in the particular case, what does the property value have? What is the value of the property? If it's 200, he's a rich guy, can't take anything. If it's 100, he's a poor guy, he can take as much as he likes. So what's the value of the property in this case when you've got high season and low season, where low season says it's 100 zuz and high season says it's 200 zuz? What is the property value? Is it 200 or is it 100? Is he rich or is he poor? Can't average it. No. So I'm asking, this is Rava's Chiddush. What's Rava saying? Is he a rich guy or is he a poor guy? Do you look at as he is? Do you look at the low season as it is today, or do you look at high season, what its potential is, which everyone waits for? What is this the value of the property? I receive firstly, receive from Rashi, it's got nothing to do with liquidity. It's to do rich and poor according to the value of his property. But what is the value of the property? I don't know. It's 100 in this season and 200 that season. So what do you do? What value of property do you give it to? Yeah. So today, we'll finish off with this Hagdara, which I'm about to say. But on Wednesday, it will change. Goes with that. Yeah? But this is the simple way to start. Yeah? I don't know. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know. It's a strong thing. So if the property is, I don't know, maybe it's worth 200, maybe, I don't know, have a look at it. It could be 200, could be 100, I don't know, something. So what's the status of this guy now? What's now going to be? Is, I asked you the question, is he poor or rich? What are you going to answer? Something on him? Don't know, he's maybe an on him. Ah, something on him? He can take, but limits him. A vada on, he can take 1,000, as much as he like one of us. A rich person can't take anything at all. This guy is a sophic on him. And a sophic on him, he can take, but limited, up to 200 zuz. Up to the extra 100 zuz. Sophic on him. Okay, so got vada on him, vada oshi. And in this case, Rabbi's created a sophic on him. Why is it sophic on him? Because we don't know what the value of the property is. Don't know how to look at it. Do you go after today, which is full season, low season, or do you go according to what it's supposed to be, high season, potential, which everyone uses? Don't know. So don't know the value. Don't know what this guy is, poor or rich. I don't know. Don't know. So then give him, but limited. That's the Hadara we'll finish with today. It's a shame. Wednesday, we'll see that it changes slightly more.
All right. Looking at the language of the year.